Today, we are launching ImageGen 2.0. If we think of DALL-E as cave drawings and ImageGen 1 as ancient art, then ImageGen 2.0 is the Renaissance.
ImageGen 2.0 is the smartest image generation model ever built, with the ability to generate complex, polished, and production-ready visuals with accurate text and structured design. You see, this model isn't just generating images, it's thinking.
That's right. ImageGen 2.0 is thinking and researching, and it can even search the web to generate images with the most accurate information available.
And with that information, the model is able to generate infographics that explain complex systems and images that solve math problems with proofs.
And with new multilingual capabilities, you can create visuals with multiple languages for the entire world.
And now, for the first time in image generation, you can create multiple distinct images at once. So you can generate entire magazines with structured typography and photorealistic photos, full renovation plans for every room in your house, or manga comics with recurring characters and evolving storylines.
And you can now generate images with 2K resolution across multiple aspect ratios with extraordinary micro details.
You see, we are no longer generating images to marvel at. With Images 2.0, we are generating images to discover and navigate, to invent and build, to dream and explore the world, and bring ideas to life.
A little over a year ago, we launched Images in ChatGPT. People loved it, and it was amazing to see the creativity it unleashed. But today, we're going to blow way past that with Images 2.0. Images 2.0 is a huge step forward. This is like going from GPT-3 to GPT-5 all at once. The ability to create incredible new images, express creativity, and really make beautiful and complex things is quite remarkable. This is an easier thing to just show you than talk about, so I'd like to jump right in. The team really cooked on this one, and we can't wait to see what you'll do with it. It's available right now in ChatGPT and in the API, and here's Gabe to tell you more about it.
So hey, everyone. I'm Gabe. I'm the research lead for ChatGPT Images.
Hi, I'm Kiwan.
I'm Kenji.
I'm Alex, and we are researchers on the image generation team.
So I am very excited about this model, and I think this model is producing images of a certain quality that I think it's very hard to explain, but one way I would say it is sort of like they look just normal. They just look at normal images. And one experience I had looking at these images is that after you look at these enough, you go back and look at previous images and you see all the mistakes that the previous model did that you didn't even notice before. I mean, they look great at the time, but I think these images look so much better. Anyway, I'm going to kick off a prompt. Here's a picture of the four of us we took yesterday, and we're going to try and create a magazine cover from this image. So one thing about this model is this model has a lot of breadth and a lot of depth to it. So I think it'll be a while before everyone discovers all the little nooks and crannies of this model. But one thing we notice about this model is that this model is really good at design. So it seems to be really, really deliberate about where it puts the text in the image. And I think
it's a live stream, this is fine.
Maybe I need to retry this.
Okay.
Yes.
No, I think it's fine.
Great. Yeah.
So I think it's
okay,
fine.
Everything's good. Yes. Okay. So let's take a look. So it's really deliberate about where it puts the text and the design looks really nice. I remember a time where image generation could barely generate a single word, without making typos. And now, typos are very rare. In fact, it's very hard to even find a single typo. So
that's been one of the things that surprised me about the new model, is things that I just never thought were possible about cohesion and not making a typo in complex text and a ton of detail in one image.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare to find a mistake.
Yes, it's very rare. You can do a whole paragraph or a full page of text without making a mistake. And
full
layout of the magazine. So all the small text seems to be very well done. And I think the design is really nice.
You guys look like a very cool boy band.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll be releasing two versions of the model. There was the instant version of the model, which is what you're seeing here. And there is a thinking version of the model. So the thinking version of the model is something that You can toggle using the thinking mode, and it will be available to paid users. And what it does is it deliberates a little bit before it actually generates an image. So it sort of winds up a really good prompt, and it can search the web, it can do a lot. So I'm going to try out this prompt. So last year, we did a version of this prompt where we turned a selfie much more powerful. We can actually generate an entire manga from a single prompt. So we can generate like 3 pages of a manga from a single prompt. And I'm just going to kick off this generation, and then Kenji will talk a bit more about it.
So this is, you've selected thinking mode. We're only doing this for paid users for now, and it can do a much more complex image.
That is correct. Yeah, so you have to select the thinking mode to get to this mode. And you can generate multiple images at once, and a lot of other very interesting things Kenji will talk about. So I'm going to kick off another prompt here. And I'm not going to spoil it, but it has something to do with the word duct tape. So, yes. Okay, I'll hand it over to Kiwon to talk about the instant mode.
Okay, thanks, Gabe. Instant mode is a version available to everyone starting from today, which we think is much better visual intelligence compared to our previous models. I especially want to highlight that this is the first image model that is actually useful to our daily lives. As an example, I'm going back to the laptop right now, and I'm asking this model for some help to buy new clothes for my upcoming summer vacation after this launch. So in this prompt, I'm giving it a portrait image of me and asking it to suggest me like 8 different nice summer outfits. And in this task, the model needs 2 different kinds of visual intelligence. One is visual understanding, where it actually looks at my image and understand how it looked like and come up with some plans for nice outfits for me. And another axis is visual generation, where it actually turns that planned layout into coherent and organized image. And we think we made a lot of progress in both of this visual understanding and visual generation, both of these aspects, as a result, being able to handle this kind of tasks very well. We now have an output for this, where you can see 8 different real cool outfits for me.
Kimon, what do you like the best?
I like the first look because I prefer something minimal. I think it's somehow pretty similar to what I'm wearing right now.
Maybe in bird colors.
So I'm going to follow up.
That's fine.
Yeah, I like Luke for the first look. I like the first look. Mm-hmm. Can you zoom into it and make a same style fashion? Fashion shit of me. One hero, few alternative views. Views and detailed clouds. Yeah. So here's a prompt. I'm going to follow up to the model with this prompt. So I'm just basically asking it to zoom into it and show me how I would look like when I'm actually with this outfit. So while waiting for it, I'm going to revisit the first image a little bit more. So we're back at the laptop. And one really cool thing about this image, I think, is that all of these coding pieces are labeled with corresponding text. Like, it shows like all of these sneakers and fitted tee, things like that. And all of these are looking really like B. So this basically shows that our model is much more capable in interleaving a lot of visual figures together with a lot of text, which comes from much improved visual intelligence, essentially. Yes, so now we have the detailed view of myself, where you can see me in this outfit, and also from like many different angles. It's really like an experience of just going to a store and actually trying this outfit. Cool. So through this demo, I just want to highlight that this new model is no more like an AI image generator that you just gives it a prompt and it returns an image. It's more like an AI that you just interactively talk to. And it's just going to respond to you using images that are very much understandable like this. Now I'm passing it to Kenji, who will be talking about a deeper intelligence in our model called thinking mode.
Thanks, Kiwon. A major capability that we've introduced in this model is the ability for image generation to think before it produces its final output. This is particularly useful for very complex prompts, for things that require like web searches, for require you to output multiple images that have to maintain coherence with each other, or even for it to check its work before saying, hey, here's your final output. But let's just like look over some examples of this first. Gabe actually kicked off a few of these examples at the start of the live stream. So let's go to the one on the phone, which is the one of him and Sam, the selfie of them, and they created a manga of it. And if we look at the very first image, we can see, yeah, it does look like Gabe and Sam, right?
Yeah.
But I think what's even cooler about it is that if you look at the follow-up images, they still look like Gabe and Sam, and they still look like in the style that was originally maintained in the first page. Mm-hmm. And even better is that the story should be very consistent among pages 1, 2, and 3. To see another one of these in action, let's look at the other example that Gabe kicked off. So to give a little backstory about this, a few weeks ago, we beta tested the instant version of this model on Elm Arena under the codename Duct Tape. A few of you on the internet were like really good detectives and deduced that it was us, but we're going to announce that it was us. And so in this prompt, we basically asked that GPT Images 2 to go and find social media reactions to this Duct Tape model and basically quote people. And so we see quotes from Threads, LinkedIn, Reddit, et cetera. But I think an even crazier part is that we've also asked the model to put a QR code to chatgpt.com so that you can try out this model right now for yourselves. And can we just make sure that it works?
Yeah, I try.
Oh, nice. So image generation with thinking allows you to do really complex things, such as, so in this case, web search, synthesize answers, and put a QR code all in one image. But we have still more, and Alex will talk to you about these new details.
So we've also made a lot of improvements in naturalness. And let me just kick off a few prompts. So like Gabe said earlier, our outputs can now just look like natural images. And you can actually trigger this by adding something like photorealistic, or also there are other variations like professional photography. And I've shot on iPhone or disposable camera. So in this first example, I'm just pretending we're back in 2015, which is when OpenAI was founded. But somehow there's GPT images too. As you can see, the model is actually able to replicate the tiny imperfections, graininess, and the lighting of the lecture hall, even all the text on the slide and the lecture plan that the model came up with are quite coherent. And beyond these photorealism, I'm also very excited. The model is much more flexible now, and in particular, we can make really wide and really tall images, up to 1x3 and 3x1. So let's take a look at this. This is like one of our team's favorite style prompts, and it really demonstrates these ability to make really tall images. And it makes my neck super long. This is pretty cool, but maybe it's a bit hard to use as a profile picture or share, so you can also use this option to make it 1x1. I won't show this for interest of time. So for another fun example that combines both the aspect ratio and naturalness, I also have this asked the model to make a 360 image of the moon landing. And I think it looks like a 360 photo panorama, mm-hmm. but we can also take a look in this panorama viewer that I vibe coded earlier.
Wow.
As you can see, it's like actually a very consistent 360 image. You can also see the sun, and the shadows are also in the right direction.
Oh, that's super cool.
That's incredible. Yeah. You said you vibe coded this part of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just made it with Codex quite quickly.
Nice.
Then there's some scene, but you have to look for it.
This is incredible. The images are obviously beautiful, but the intelligence behind these images and what a difference that is to any other image generation service out there has been incredible. Huge congratulations on the progress here. Okay, next up, we're going to have Nitanth and Boyuan join us for a little bit more. Yeah. And while we're doing that, Gabe, I'm curious what styles you have been enjoying the most or sort of most surprised by.
Yeah, I think there's a few keywords that I really like, but I think, like Alex said, I think the word photorealism actually triggers something really, really interesting in the model.
Definitely give that one a try.
Yes.
Okay, welcome, you guys.
Hello. Thank you, Sam, and thanks, Gabe. Hi, I'm Boyuan. I'm another member of the image and research team.
And I'm Nitanth. I'm an engineer in the ChatGPT images team.
I'm about to introduce the improved text rendering capability of our new model. OpenAI is a San Francisco-based company. We speak English and use English at work. However, we want everyone in the world to enjoy the same excitement we have when generating images. So in ImageGen 2, we made a lot of improvements to make sure that our model can generate every text perfectly across all the languages, all the cultures in the world. Let's take a look. So in my first example, I want to generate a poster that's a typography art about different languages in the world. It's going to feature many, many languages. And let's see how does it appear. And while it's generating, I'm going to kick off another demo. So let's say I want to open an OpenAI bakery. It's a fictional bakery. And I want to open it in Japan. And I want to make a poster about it purely in Japanese.
What languages have you noticed that the new model's gotten the best at?
I think mostly the Asian languages. Let's say Hindi, Chinese, Korean, and Japanese. That's because those languages traditionally have thousands of characters in the alphabet, unlike the 26 in English. So previously, our model had a hard time memorizing these characters, but now just prompt it and generate entire pages of text in these languages without errors.
Wow.
Nice.
Let's see how does it go. Oh, here is our first example, the typography art. I deliberately prompted to be in the form of photography of a real magazine. So it not only looks realistic, but I can also see the correct characters. Here is Ni Hao in Chinese. Here is Hello, also Bonjour in French. And I hope everyone in the world can actually enjoy our model, creating your own art using your own language. Let's take a look at the second example, my OpenAI bakery. Oh, look at it. It even made our logo into this piece of bread, right? This is a Japanese poster. You can see all the kanji, all the hiragana. You can even zoom in and see the details. Look at this. Look at all the hiraganas here. So I really hope everyone in the world can use this model to make your own poster, open your own shop, everything. And just to show everyone how far we can go with our image generation model. So this is an image I generated with our experimental 4K API. This is just a pile of rice, but this is also not just one pile of rice. What if I tell you there's one single grain in it with the text GPT image on it? Can you find it?
Here we go.
Yeah, it's at the center.
Well, I see some text.
I made it easy for you guys.
That's awesome.
Look at this. Wow. Let's zoom in. GPT image 2 on one single grain of rice among the entire pile this big. This is how
That's
far
awesome.
We can go with our latest model.
Amazing.
Next, I will let Nitanth take over.
Yeah, so Images 2.0 is available to all users to try out right now. And if you're accessing ChatGPT from your app, make sure to update it to the latest version. And you should see a welcome screen that looks like this, which means you're good to go. I'm going to start off with a simple, everyday kind of prompt. I'm asking it to create a recipe in Hindi. As Boyan said, the new model is significantly better at understanding and rendering text in lots of languages, including many Indian ones that I've tried, like Hindi, Telugu, Kannada, Tamil, Marathi, and so on. And the difference is especially obvious if there's a lot of densely packed text. So let's see what it comes back with. I'm also curious to see what Indian dish it decides to go with. Oh, there we go. It went with aloo paratha. That's a classic.
Nice.
Wow.
And the text looks really good too. I don't spot any errors at first glance. And next, let's also check out some of the new preset styles that we've added into the app. I'm just going to select Create Images here. And you'll see a bunch of fun ones and some that really take advantage of the new model's capabilities. Actually, how about, why don't we make logos for the OpenAI bakery, Boyan?
Sure. Why don't you just take a photo of my bakery poster and see what fixing?
Let's do it. So it looks like this is going to come back with 16 to 20 logo ideas. But this is actually a rather simple prompt, given the model's capabilities. It's really good at following very detailed instructions. So if you have very specific brand language, design aesthetics, all of those things that really matter for creative work, you can use ChatGPT to iterate and refine on your ideas to get exactly what you want out of it. And we have colorful logo ideas right here.
Wow, here we go.
Nice.
Which one do you guys like the most?
These are good. How about this one?
Oh, yeah, this one combines our logo and the bread.
I like it. All of this is also making me hungry.
This was this is really amazing. I can't wait to see what people will do with this. The beauty of the images will come through right away. The intelligence is very deep, and we hope you all have fun exploring this. As we mentioned, this is live today in ChatGPT and the API. So proud of the team on what they've created here, and we hope you will have as much fun using it as we did getting to build it. Thank you very much.